She'd be living the fairy tale. It was just within reach, and she couldn't help but feel excited. Things had been going so well between her and her boyfriend. She'd only been seeing him for 2 months, but she was completely head over heels for the guy. She'd been nervous when she'd started to date him, as she'd never had a boyfriend before. She was so inexperienced in all aspects of intimate relationships that she'd been sure he wouldn't stick around. He'd proven her wrong, and within such a short space of time, they'd fallen in love with each other. He was the one. Not that any of her family or friends knew about him. They'd never met him. She'd only mentioned him in passing because she was worried that telling people would put a curse on things. That, and the fact that he was older than her, not to mention married. Although he'd promised her that he was leaving his wife for her. Having a secret boyfriend had been the most exciting thing that had ever happened in her life. But in order to be with him, she'd had to get the cash for a ring he'd given her so that they'd be able to use it to start their new life together. She was almost giddy at the thought of living with him, somewhere entirely new, somewhere no one would have heard of them. She'd be able to walk around in public with him, hold his hand, and not have to hide their relationship. The man entered a small building and held the door open for her. Stepping through, she heard it close behind her, and the loud bang made her jump. The place was dark, smelled of damp, old rags, and her skin prickled. The quicker this was done, the better.
"You have something for me?"
"Yes. And you have the cash?" she asked. Demi was under strict instructions. No cash, no jewellery. The man nodded as he stood in front of her, and then a smile crept across his face slowly, a menacing expression she'd never seen in anyone before. It made her blood run cold.
"Not that I'm gonna give it to you."
Frowning, she swallowed and said, "Why not?"
"You're all the same, aren't you? So fucking gullible. I'd rather have a fight on my hands if I'm honest. This job gets too fucking boring at times."
Before she had a chance to comprehend what was happening, a hand slipped around the back of her neck and she was pulled to the floor. She wrestled, kicked and screamed. But as quick as she started, she was silenced with a hard punch to the gut and then the side of the head.
"Shut the hell up. Ugh. I said I wanted a fight, not a screaming fit."
The punch to the side of the head caused her to freeze from fear and pain. If she was silent, then he'd just take what he wanted and leave her alone. She couldn't have got it more wrong, she realised as he began to tie her up, binding her hands together.
"Say bye-bye to all you know, sweetheart. You're going abroad to live an entirely different life."
The man sniggered and lifted her over his shoulder before carrying her out of the room and into a garage.
"He will never let you get away with this. When he realises what you've done, he'll kill you," she whimpered.
"Ha!"
The man laughed as he threw her down onto a mattress in the back of a large transit van.
"Like I said, gullible. Your boyfriend knows exactly what's going on here, and there isn't a thing he's going to do to stop me. He orchestrated the whole thing, sweetheart. I'm only following orders."
Demi tried to process what her captor had said. Was he really trying to suggest that her boyfriend was involved in this? He was kind, beautiful, and passionate. There was no way. This guy had it wrong.
"You're wrong. He'll find you and make sure you never walk again."
Demi struggled. The man slapped her hard across the face and the act silenced her. Demi fought against the cable ties that cut into her skin. She couldn't let this happen. She had to fight, had to survive this. The horror of realising what possibly was about to happen to her seemed to paralyse her as a second, more forceful slap struck her. A dirty white rag fell over her face as the man pressed down hard on her jaw. Demi faded out, and even though she tried to fight, she succumbed to the invading, drug-induced sleep.